Support for this podcast and the following message comes from Morgan Stanley, who helped Uber raise capital to rethink transportation. Capital creates more mobility. More at morganstanley.com/Uber. Morgan Stanley & Co., LLC, member SIPC.
Millennials are less mobile than you might think.
From Wall Street to Main Street to your street, this is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome to Your Money Matters. I'm Charlie Turner in New York. You might think that millennials, those people between the ages of 18 and 35, would be an incredibly mobile generation since they're less likely to be tied down by marriage, mortgages, or children. Well, the fact is they're the opposite of mobile for a variety of reasons. Joining us is Laura Cusisto, who covers housing and related topics for The Wall Street Journal. Laura, when we think of mobility in this case, we're talking about changing addresses and, as you write, the boundless freedom to pursue opportunities in different places. How unmobile or tied down are today's young Americans?
Yeah, so this was an interesting finding. So basically, the census asks if you've moved or changed addresses in the last year. And what they found is that today's millennials were less likely to have moved in the last year than if you asked that same question of Gen Xers or baby boomers or really any of the last four generations going back to the mid-20th century. And so that's a really interesting finding, because you would think, you know, millennials have this reputation for being very flighty. And also, you know, more of them are renting. They don't have children in as great of numbers. They are less likely to be married. All those things should mean that they should be able to, you know, go anywhere, find a great job, you know, pursue that really sort of interesting adventure. But that doesn't seem to be happening.
And wouldn't more young people be expected to move since the economy has steadily improved?
Yeah, so that's another thing. And that's one of the things that's sort of concerning, is that typically when the economy gets better, people are more likely to move because there are more job opportunities. There are more reasons to move. But separately, the census has found that mobility is at all-time lows since they've been measuring that data. And so that's really puzzling. So that could tell us a few different things. That could tell us that maybe the economy isn't doing as well as it seems. That could also tell us that maybe the economy is sort of somehow changing and that people don't have to move for job opportunities. They can stay in one place. Or maybe it's telling us that the job opportunities are there, but they're not good enough to actually make it worth making that move.
Well, maybe all that is true, but you cite specific reasons for the lack of mobility for young people.
Yeah, so I think one really interesting finding that surprised me as someone who has covered housing in quite a bit of depth is that, paradoxically, millennials might be less likely to move because they're not homeowners. So it may be that in previous generations, folks were moving to the suburbs, they were moving to cheaper cities in order to be able to afford to buy a home. But it may be that because millennials aren't buying homes in nearly as great a number, they can't, because they can't get a mortgage, they have student debt that's making it more difficult to save, all of these different factors, maybe they just aren't moving to these suburbs. They aren't moving to these places to buy homes, and instead they're staying put. It might also be a lifestyle choice. You know, it may be that cities have gotten to be really great places to live with lots of restaurants and great retail, and millennials just don't want to move.
Now, you have some statistics, some further statistics from the Census Department. Very few millennials who moved last year cited the primary reason to buy a home.
Yeah, that's right. And so they found that just 6% of millennials in the last year said their primary reason for moving was to buy a home. In 2000, 14% of Gen Xers had that motivation. So remember, those Gen Xers, that's sort of the height of the housing boom. And so there's probably a good chance that folks there were particularly motivated to buy a home. But it just seems that millennials don't have that same motivation, or they don't have that same financial ability.
I'm speaking with Laura Cusisto of The Wall Street Journal, and you're listening to Your Money Matters.
We'd like to say a quick thank you and share a message from one of our sponsors, Morgan Stanley, who helped Uber raise capital to launch innovative transportation solutions, including its carpooling option, Uber Pool, and enable a world on the move. Capital creates more mobility. More at morganstanley.com/Uber. Morgan Stanley & Co., LLC, member SIPC.
Thanks for listening, everyone. Laura, doesn't this have big ramifications for both the housing and job markets?
Yeah. So it depends on what exactly this data means. But if indeed millennials are, for whatever reason, getting stuck, that's bad news for the job market. If people aren't able to move for new opportunities, that's bad news for the job market. If it is, again, and if the other way to read it is that the job market isn't doing as well as we think and people just aren't moving because the job opportunities aren't great, that also tells us something about the economy, that even though the recovery looks pretty good, even though we're at near full employment, even though wages are starting to rise, maybe for whatever reason, these opportunities aren't really appealing to people. So it definitely tells us that the takeaway seems to be that maybe the economy isn't as strong as we think.
Well, since you brought it up off the air, I'm going to mention it, Laura. You got quite a reaction in tweets, I believe, to this story after it was published.
Yeah, I got lots of tweets and lots of emails from parents saying, why are my kids moving? And particularly, the one I really got a lot was student debt. Parents saying, my kids, now they went to college, they did these three degrees, they have $200,000 of student debt. No wonder they're not buying a home. So this was definitely one that inspired a lot of frustration out there.
Wall Street Journal reporter Laura Cosisto, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you so much.
And that's this edition of Your Money Matters. Thanks for listening. I'm Charlie Turner at the news desk in New York.
For more podcasts, check us out at wsj.com/podcasts. Become a subscriber on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and now look for us on the Google Play Music app on Android devices.